Well, welcome to the basketball podcast here for today on bbbasketballpodcast.com. And joining us today is Nate Tibbetts. He's the head coach of the NBA D League team in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the 66ers. And Nate, thanks for joining us here today on the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Brad. I'm really excited to be on here today.
Well, let's jump in there a little bit. Summer is not a time where a lot of the general public's thinking about basketball, but for those of us that are around the game and love the game, it's a 365-day-a-year affair for a lot of us. What's the life of a D-League coach like in the summertime?
Well, a lot of times for most D-League coaches, I would say the summertime is a time to recuperate.
Yeah.
Maybe run some camps. Our season during the year is so hectic, and you know, we play 50 games and are flying on commercial flights with layovers and delays. And my situation in Oklahoma City, I move. Right after the season, I moved to Oklahoma City, my wife Lindsay and I, and I spend it in the Oklahoma City gym, which is something that I love to do. You know, Coach Brooks has really opened up the doors for me in Oklahoma City and allowed me to be around our guys. And, you know, before the lockout happened, I was in the gym a lot with some of our guys, and last summer that's how it was also. So it's something that I love to do. You know, guys at that level want to get better, and, you know, they have the resources to hopefully help them with the coaches that we have around there. And I'm one of those guys, and I'm thankful for that. You know, unfortunately, with the lockout, that has changed a little bit. And, so I'm getting to spend a little time here in South Dakota and seeing some family and friends and really enjoying that right now.
That sounds cool. So so you mentioned getting to be around the program a lot in Oklahoma City. I assume then you get to be there for the playoff run that they went on this spring. That had to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was a great experience. You know, we got beat out in the semifinals in the D-League playoffs to Iowa. And the next day, the Thunder flew me to Oklahoma City to join them during the playoffs. I just thought that I was going to be around during the home games. And then we went on the road, and they asked me to go. And I was super fired up because, you know, Coach Brooks has been wonderful to me. Just to be in the coaches' meetings, in the video sessions with the guys, the pre- and the post-game talks. It's a great experience because I haven't been around that level enough. So just being able to hear him deal with the guys and how the guys react to wins and losses. And, you know, we made an unbelievable run because we've got great players and great coaches, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know that, you know, I think the country was kind of swept up with them there for a while and thinking that they had a chance to, you guys had a chance to make a great run all the way to the end. Unfortunately, it didn't quite happen, but like you said, it had to be a great experience. You mentioned the lockout has, you know, definitely affected your guys' contact with your players this summer, and I don't know how much you're able to talk about this, but how has the lockout impacted your team in Tulsa?
Well, we can still have our talk to our guys. That's kind of a whole different team, per se. We're owned by the same team, but those guys aren't under the union. And, you know, we can't talk to the players at the NBA level. And, you know, to be quite honest, I don't know that much about it.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been in contact with the guys in Tulsa. And, you know, you spend so much time with them, they almost become like part of your family. So once the season ends, like, you just want to totally cut off. So I've been in contact with those guys. And, you know, it's a situation where a lot of the guys at the D-League level, you know, you either play for an NBA call up overseas to make more money to provide for your family. In any way we can help those guys, we try to do that. And you know, now's not the time to be talking to them about if they are not coming back. Next year it's here to, you know, give them the resources to hopefully find a better situation, or if they enjoyed the situation in Tulsa, we would love to have those guys back.
Sure. Well, let's move on here a little bit. Your name was in the news here recently, involving the Pan Am Games, and been named that you've been selected for the head coach for the U.S. team that will be playing down there in Mexico in October. And I'm just curious, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about how did you get selected for that position? Is that something you actually applied for, or how did that all come to play out?
Well, to be honest with you, it was kind of during the playoff. I was working out in the weight room, actually, and this is just kind of how it went down. And Sam too, and he said, "Hey, come in my office. I got something for you." So I didn't know what that was. I was a little bit nervous at the time, but we walked in and he handed me a schedule of October, and I asked what it was. He said, "Well, I just want to congratulate you. Our USA team to the Pan American Games in Mexico." And you know, I was kind of shocked and floored. I because of the lockout and because it is in October, I think it's going to be a situation where we have D-League players, and we're really excited about D-League representing the United States on a big, you know, it was a crazy situation. I was extremely excited in Colorado Springs, and just kind of seeing how I'm going to get to put a team together is going to be a lot of fun. And I think we've got a great staff. Dale Osborne is going to help me, who has been my assistant in Tulsa, and we're going to add one other guy and, you know, hopefully go down and represent the United States in a positive fashion.
Well, that is really exciting. So you mentioned that primarily this team will be made up of D-League players then. Is that and you will be kind of really heavily involved in the selection process? Are there tryouts then that will happen at some point, I assume, between now and October?
Yeah, it's kind of what I got to observe this weekend. I was in Colorado Springs for the World University tryouts, and sure, that's mostly college coaches. There were nine there this weekend. There's a committee, and then obviously the coaches. And you know, I got to see how the process worked, where they try to go from 20 players to 12, and that was great for me to see how that worked. And our goal is to bring in 22 to 20 guys, maybe 25 to get down to 12. And there'll be a committee of five guys, and I'll be one of the committee members to pick the team. And obviously I'll have a voice in, you know, who we want. I won't probably be the final voice, but
yeah.
Sean Ford is a guy that's got a ton of experience, and you know, he has been heavily involved and been with USA Basketball for 17 years, so he knows that will work at the international level. And, you know, hopefully I can bring a good view on what some of our guys have done in our league, and hopefully that will carry over to a successful team.
Sure. How does that affect then, you know, your preparation for your own season? I would imagine that typically October is probably a time when you're getting your team together and you're starting practice and preparing, you know, for your schedule. Does that just kind of push that back? Is the D-League accommodating this at all in any way? Or,
well, our draft is like until the 2nd of November, but
okay,
that is a very key time for us to get ready for our draft. And, you know, we'll probably miss out on some of that because, you know, but that's the great thing about the Thunder organization. You know, they're and Tulsa, I mean, they're allowing me to be able to do this, and they want Dale involved, and so rely heavily on Brandon Barnett. And also Brandon is our general manager, and he does a lot of the player personnel stuff for us. So I'm sure I'll be watching some video, probably not as much as I did last year, just because, you know, this USA basketball thing is going to be a huge part of what, you know, I need put in a lot of time towards this, and, you know, during the month of October, and, you know, I think they're really going to support us on that.
Sure, that sounds great. I guess kind of a question looking ahead, you know, a year from now in 2012 is the next Summer Games, and how does anything that you're doing with that, with the Pan Am Games, then carry over at all to, like, the Olympic team that would be put on the floor next summer?
Well, I believe there's an opportunity that two of our guys from the Pan Am will be on next year's select team.
Okay.
That's something that they're talking about. It's, I think that will be the team that plays against the Olympic team.
Sure. Okay.
So it'll be a great opportunity for two of our guys to represent,
yeah,
and get to play against our national team at a high, high level, and, you know, hopes to get them prepared for the Olympics.
That sounds great. I don't know if you can comment on this or if you have any thoughts, but I guess it seemed like 4 years ago when, you know, the Olympic team was getting put together for 2008, that there was a lot more maybe that went into it ahead of time as far as knowing who was on the team, and that, you know, obviously Mike Krzyzewski coached them, and it seemed like some of that stuff was a little bit more in place than it is this year. Or, you know, yeah, being only 1 year out that we are right now, does the NBA lockout have something to do with that, or do you know anything about why that would be?
Yeah, I mean, I think since Coach K and Jerry Colangelo have taken over, they've really become organized, and they've really come with a clear vision of what they want to do. And, you know, I think, you know, this summer is a summer that they were viewing as guys to have their own time and a major commitment next summer.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if that those plans change because of the lockout,
yeah,
or not. But I'm sure that they'll be ready to go, yeah, when the time is coming next year.
Yeah, you can be assured of that. I'm sure wanting to follow up with the gold medal they got in 2008. So, well, Nate, thanks a lot for your time today, and enjoyed having you on the podcast here. And glad to hear that you make it back to Sioux Falls every once in a while. And I got to ask you, is your basketball school here in Sioux Falls still going strong?
Yeah, it is. I'm getting put to work tomorrow.
Oh boy!
I kind of started back when we were both at University of Sioux Falls, and
sure,
you know, luckily Matt Wilbur has kind of taken over Tibbs basketball, and you know, he's does a great job with it. Whenever I see parents in town, come up to me and tell me how good a job Matt is doing, and you know, you've done workouts over there long as with our guys in our community that have ever either coached at the college level or played at the college level, and you know, it's fun to see. I was over there playing tonight, and there were kids that we had given workouts to 4 or 5 years ago, and now they're playing with the college guys and the old guys, and so it's fun to stay connected and see those kids improve because the time they put in. And you know, one of the first things I read every morning is the Argus Leader during the basketball season to see how everyone is doing here in South Dakota. And so, you know, it's, even though I'm away, South Dakota basketball is still really important to me.
Well, thanks a lot, Nate, for joining us, and we wish you the best here this fall as you coach the national team at the Pan Am Games, and then later on down the road there in your season down in Tulsa.
Well, thanks, Brad, and best of luck to you, and anytime you want me on, you got my number.
All right, thanks, Nate.